9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring today. Robert Half is here to help. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
The U.S. and Egypt make a renewed push for a Gaza ceasefire. Plus, Elon Musk scores a win for Tesla on a surprise trip to China.
Tesla has won Beijing's blessing to roll out its advanced driver assistance service in China. This is very important because Tesla was facing cooling global demands for EV and fierce competition.
And why mentions of diversity initiatives are disappearing from company financial reports. It's Monday, April 29th. I'm Luke Vargas for The Wall Street Journal, and here is the AM edition of What's News, the top headlines and business stories moving your world today. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is visiting Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and Israel this week in a renewed push for a temporary ceasefire in Gaza and the return of some hostages held since October by Hamas. President Biden amplified that message yesterday on a call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and repeated warnings against conducting a full-scale ground assault against the city of Rafah. Egypt, which shares a border with Rafah, is also trying to stave off that Israeli offensive and has offered a new ceasefire proposal that it says Israel helped to create. However, in weekend remarks, Israel Defense Forces spokesperson Daniel Hagari signaled the country wasn't on the verge of winding down its military activity.
We will continue to pursue Hamas everywhere in Gaza. We will continue to do everything in our power to bring back home our hostages.
Meanwhile, health authorities in Gaza say they can no longer count their dead, given the state of the territory's medical system and the difficulty of recovering bodies from collapsed buildings. The Palestinian Ministry of Health says more than 34,000 people have so far been killed, numbers broadly accepted by UN experts, US officials, and some Israeli military officials, despite being treated with varying degrees of skepticism early in the war. Ukraine has announced a retreat from three towns near the eastern city of Donetsk, with its army chief saying the move would save lives as its troops face pressure from Russian forces. It is the latest battlefield setback for Ukraine's outmanned and outgunned troops, who report that for each artillery round that they fire, Russia fires 10. More U.S. aid is on the way, though extra arms and ammunition are unlikely to reverse Kyiv's fortunes. And Journal reporter Isabel Coles says that's leading Ukraine to ramp up a campaign of strikes deep inside Russian territory using long-range drones that are increasingly built in Ukraine to try and squeeze Russia's fuel supplies and potentially force it to shift air defenses away from the front lines.
One notable example was a recent strike, the deepest strike that Ukraine has conducted, on a facility in Russia where drones were being assembled. That was about 930 miles from the border with Ukraine, which really kind of demonstrates the growing reach of Ukraine's capabilities. However, this comes at a point where Ukraine is facing significant challenges on the battlefield, and they're really being kind of forced to resort to this approach because Kyiv isn't allowed to use some of the weapons that it's been given by its Western allies to strike targets inside Russia. So this is its kind of solution to that gap.
Tesla has won Beijing's blessing to roll out its advanced driver assistance service in China, as Chief Executive Elon Musk made a surprise visit yesterday to the company's biggest overseas market. China tech reporter Raphael Huang says the tentative approval of Tesla's full self-driving, or FSD, software feature is significant.
Tesla was facing a cooling global demands for EV and fierce competition, especially in China. In China, regulators' concerns over data security has been the main hurdles for Tesla to roll out the service. Some Chinese rivals have already launched higher-level autopilot service in China. So being able to roll out the service in China is very important for Tesla to compete with local rivals. As far as we know, Tesla has already reached an agreement with China's Baidu on using their mapping and navigation system. And this partnership clears a very important regulatory hurdle for Tesla to offer its FSD service in China, because partnering with a Chinese company really helps ease regulators' concerns over any data security risk.
The board of entertainment giant Paramount Global could announce as soon as today that the company is parting ways with CEO Bob Bakish, and for now is expected to put in place an office of the CEO made up of divisional heads. The move comes as Paramount explores a merger with production company Skydance Media, adding increasing confusion to an already thorny sale process. Paramount reports its quarterly earnings today, which will be eagerly watched by investors after it posted $1.7 billion in losses last year. Shares of Dutch health technology company Royal Philips have jumped this morning after saying it had reached a $1.1 billion settlement in the U.S. related to its Respironics ventilators. Markets editor Katie Barnato has the story.
The reason it's such a big deal is, A, it's reached a settlement. This has been rumbling since around 2021, when Philips voluntarily recalled these respiratory care devices, which are aimed at sleep apnea. And B, the settlement is definitely smaller than what analysts had expected. And Royal Philips hasn't admitted any fault or liability or that any injuries were caused by Respironics devices. It's also backed its four-year guidance in its earnings report.
Meanwhile, the picture is looking less rosy for Deutsche Bank, which this morning said it could have to pay almost $1.4 billion to former shareholders of Postbank after a legal setback. Shares have slipped after a German court suggested it might agree with claims that Deutsche underpaid in its 2010 takeover of Postbank. Deutsche Bank continues to disagree strongly with the assessment, but said it would book a legal provision in the second quarter that would hurt annual profit. And in California, fast food chains are now serving up sticker shock along with your burger and fries. That is because fast food prices there have been rising at a faster clip than in other states, according to market research firm Data Central, after the state moved to require large fast food chains to bump up their minimum hourly pay to $20 on April 1st. That has resulted in 10% price hikes from the likes of McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, and Pizza Hut, outpacing all other states. Coming up, we'll look at why diversity goals are disappearing from companies' annual reports as inclusion initiatives come under legal and political threat. That story after the break.
Enter a revolutionary business world where AI meets power with Intel Core Ultra and Intel vPro. Imagine PCs that boost productivity, creativity, and collaboration with cutting-edge AI. They're gateways to innovation, engineered with powerful AI performance, hardware-based security, and AI-powered threat detection. Plus, they're built sustainably and can be managed remotely. Transform your workflow with Intel Core Ultra and Intel vPro today. No product can be absolutely secure. Become an IT hero at intel.com/ITheroes.
Dozens of companies are changing how they report diversity initiatives in their annual reports, with some pledges being scrapped altogether. For instance, GameStop cut mention of diversity and inclusion from a list of philosophy tenets for its HR department, while Kohl's says it's now cultivating leaders in its latest annual report instead of previously mentioned diverse leaders. Although the nature and degree of the changes vary, WSJ reporter Ben Glickman spoke to our producer Kate Bullivant about why companies are changing how they report these diversity initiatives.
I would say that there's a few factors at play here. One of them is sort of a legal concern. So after the Supreme Court's decision overturning affirmative action in university admissions, a lot of companies are reconsidering what the legal landscape is. That decision did not directly affect companies' hiring policies, but it does raise the possibility that there could be other cases down the line that would challenge specifically these diversity hiring targets, for example, or specific grants for targeted for specific marginalized groups. The other factor is political risk. These companies see that their diversity programs are garnering a lot of criticism from conservative politicians in the U.S., but pulling back on diversity initiatives will garner criticism from the other side of the aisle, from left-leaning politicians. So they're sort of in this balancing act where they don't want to pull back because of, in some cases, their commitment to diversity and because of the criticism that might garner. But they also are facing a lot of attacks for this from For example, right after the affirmative action decision, a group of Republican attorneys general at the state level wrote to Fortune 100 companies telling them basically cut it out with race-based preferences in hiring. And then Democratic attorneys general wrote to the same companies saying the exact opposite. Keep up your efforts. Don't make any changes.
Ben, this is sounding like quite a confusing time for businesses. Does it actually mean that companies are dialing back on their commitments to increase diversity in the workplace?
It's hard to say, in short. I would say that there are a lot of signs that they are not pulling back. So, for example, the companies that we spoke to for this story to get comment, writing about the changes that they made, pretty much all of them who responded to us said that we still list all of our commitments in separate reports, which are often called DEI reports or ESG reports or impact reports, and they're released at other times during the year. So we haven't seen all of those yet. But there's also survey data that would suggest that companies have not made significant changes between 2022 and 2023, which is the period that these annual reports are covering. On the other hand, what they don't disclose, we can't really scrutinize.
And Ben, how do we anticipate this playing out? Is this a trend that we're going to see continuing?
A lot of companies, I think, see saying more as opening them up to more potential risk on these issues of diversity and hiring targets and these sort of specific goals. And even if they're not making substantive changes, companies see being a little bit less vocal about their efforts as a way to sort of maybe dampen the potential for legal backlash, political backlash. Because whatever they're not talking about, they're less likely to be scrutinized for.
That was WSJ reporter Ben Glickman. Ben, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Well, as some companies erase diversity goals from their annual reports, a number of governments and utilities are pulling back on measures related to the green transition, including subsidies and incentives that aimed to boost solar panels and EVs. Given that, we want to know what questions you have about the economics of going green. For instance, if you took advantage of subsidies, has it paid off? And what should a sustainable funding model for the green transition look like? To weigh in, send a voice memo to WNPOD at WSJ.com or leave a voicemail with your name and location at 212-416-4328, and we might use it on the show. And that is What's News for Monday morning. Today's show was produced by Kate Bullivant. Our supervising producer is Sandra Kilhoff. And I'm Luke Vargas for The Wall Street Journal. We will be back tonight with a new show. And until then, thanks for listening.
Enter a revolutionary business world where AI meets power with Intel Core Ultra and Intel vPro. Imagine PCs that boost productivity, creativity, and collaboration with cutting-edge AI. They're gateways to innovation, engineered with powerful AI performance, hardware-based security, and AI-powered threat detection. Plus, they're built sustainably and can be managed remotely. Transform your workflow with Intel Core Ultra and Intel vPro today. No product can be absolutely secure. Become an IT hero at intel.com/ITheroes.